This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A strengthening Hurricane Ian is striking Cuba's western side this hour, where authorities have evacuated 50,000 people as it became a major Category 3 storm early Tuesday. It is expected to hit Florida's west coast as a Category 4 hurricane Wednesday. Evacuations have been issued in Tampa and surrounding areas. As to where it will hit in Florida on Wednesday remains to be seen. The Tampa airport will close down operations at 5 p.m. local time Tuesday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're going to keep monitoring the track of this storm, but it really is important to stress the degree of uncertainty that still exists. And so anybody from Tampa Bay all the way to Escambia County, there are different tracks that would take it into any one of those places.
Lawyers for Elon Musk and Twitter are set to debate several pending requests for information in their continuing legal battle. With less than 3 weeks to go before a scheduled trial over Mr. Musk's $44 billion takeover went south after Elon's claim Twitter was hiding pertinent information. Federal officials have taken possession of a Pacific Gas and Electric Company utility transmission pole and attached equipment as part of an investigation into what caused the mosquito fire. It's burned 77,000 acres across Placer and El Dorado counties and is 85% contained as of Monday. The fire destroyed 78 structures. The investigation was noted on Pacific Gas and Electric's filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday. Danish authorities on Monday asked ships to stay away from the island of Bornholm after a gas leak overnight from the defunct Russian-owned Nord Stream 2 pipeline drained into the Baltic Sea. The German government and Danish authorities are working together to see what happened and are leaning towards sabotage. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Kremlin acknowledged errors Monday in its drive to mobilize 300,000 men to fight in Ukraine as backlash grows. At least 20 military recruitment offices in Russia have been lit on fire, per the Moscow Times. A recruitment officer was shot at point-blank range and left critically injured on Monday in Serbia. As the United States is warning Russia that could only be defined as military action should Russia choose to use nuclear weapons, Republican Representative Michael Waltz from Florida on Newsmax blasted the Air Force Academy for instructing cadets to adopt gender-inclusive language as part of their diversity and inclusion training. He's vowing to cut out this cancer of the military if Republicans win back the House in the midterm elections.
Because of a series of slides and memos, cadets themselves that their families brought to me and brought to my office, and we've since sent a letter to both the superintendent of the Air Force Academy and the secretary of the Air Force demanding answers.
There's a food recall in the United States.
Over 60 different ready-to-eat meat products are being recalled over possible listeria contamination. The U.S. Department of Ag saying the products originated at Beerman Meat and Processing Incorporated between July 7th and September 9th. A full list of the affected products can be found on the Food Safety and Inspection Services website. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, there's so many things that have to come first in order to get this country back on track. And certainly after the 2020 elections, people remain confused and wondering, okay, what the heck happened here? And we're being told that we must believe in a free and fair election. But still, many of us have questions. In fact, the majority of the country, according to the latest polling, agrees that there was something fishy, and that's my term. There was some noted discrepancies, you know, around the 2020 elections that have left people scratching their heads. And people still wonder, you know, what the heck happened. But it doesn't seem like our government is much interested in doing that. But there have been other groups, thank God, that have continued to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, so that maybe we could get down to the bottom of this and do something about this process. But as we know that everything that has to do with the government, it is due process and it takes a long time. But meanwhile, you've got election cycles that take place, and you're just hoping with each cycle that maybe we can figure this out. Because as election day nears, several battles around the country are heating up when it comes to election integrity and securing the vote, from the ongoing fight against mail-in ballots to the SCOTUS case that could reshape U.S. elections. The national chairman of the Election Transparency Initiative and former Virginia Attorney General, Ken Cuccinelli, is with us now. Ken, how you doing?
Better than America. I hope you're doing well.
Well, we're doing well. We're hunkering down here. We got Hurricane Ian heading in our direction, and looks like it's going to be on the West Coast and maybe go up Hurricane Alley, but we'll see how that plays out. But nonetheless, I mean, the entire state right now is hunkering down, and you know, the governor here, our good governor, is leading the charge.
Yeah, he does seem to get a good jump on that. I have to say, it is very impressive.
Right, exactly. Well, this is why, you know, people love him so much here, is that he has been mostly proactive about these critical issues that people are most concerned with here in Florida particularly. And so he's been leading in front as opposed to behind, as you know, which has been the characteristic of one party versus the other. And we find ourselves in the midst of this kind of poor leadership that we're having to endure. And this is why this midterm election is so critical, Ken.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. And I heard your introduction, and I'll start with the good news if I could. And that is,
yes,
while 2020 was a real mess in many, many places, the 2 years later, we are much better off than we were heading into the 2020 election. Now, part of what happened coming out of 2020, and I can tell you as a former state legislator, people don't pay attention to elections, to the mechanics of elections. They blow up when they go badly. I mean, Florida's famous one was, of course, Bush v. Gore.
Broward County.
And that had nothing to do with fraud. That was utter incompetence at a scale that was astonishing to people. And but it wasn't unique in that election for Florida. That had been going on a while. But the attention kicked Florida into gear, and your legislature responded very well, firing people needed to be fired, spent 3, 4, 5 years fixing laws that needed to be fixed. Fast forward to 2020, and while there were issues, Florida was the largest swing state, third largest state in the country. They were done counting on election night with no major complaints from either side. You point to somewhere else in America where you can say all that to me. There just isn't anywhere. And yet your legislature and Governor DeSantis recognized that there were more cleanup needed to be done, and there's still more work to do. But it is a long, slow process, as you saw after Bush v. Gore. But Florida's been doing it. Arizona, Texas, Pennsylvania even made progress. We've even seen advances in blue states like New Jersey and Rhode Island, fairly small, but transparency benefits have happened there, too. And some of it has actually been bipartisan, despite all the rhetoric you see everywhere. So we really are better off than we were 2 years ago.
Well, and that is good news, and hopefully, Ken, these antithetical forces, these are the cheaters that are out there. Cheaters will cheat, and they're going to do what they get away with, sadly, what they can get away with, and that's what we have to be vigilant about, because to me, free and fair elections is a bipartisan issue. We all must covet that right and protect it sincerely, as if our life counts on it. And if not, I mean, look at even Barack Obama, you know, noted that elections have consequences, and we're feeling the consequences of the election of 2 years ago, and America is in a lot of pain because of it, right?
Yeah, and with no real end in sight. I mean, a good midterm for the Republicans gives a check to what's going on in the executive branch, but they still hold the levers of power for 2 more years. So to put that brake on there is going to be so important to stem the decline under Joe Biden. But on the election front, we still have a lot more work to do in virtually all states. I'll give you one example. No state has a particularly clean set of voter rolls. None. That's a common problem across the country. But I do want to say that everybody listening who cares about this subject can actually do something about it themselves. And there probably aren't too many topics you talk about on here where people can directly step out and do something. And in this, go be an election official. There is a shortage of election officials. There are more people on the left than on the right that go do this. And your comment about cheaters cheat, let me go back to my days as an attorney general. Cheaters do cheat, particularly when they're confident they can get away with it. Part of the change from 2020 to 2022, and it's hard to quantify, but it's real, is that what matters to a potential cheater is, I'm going to say this slowly because there's two parts to it, is the perception of their likelihood of getting caught. Note it isn't the actual likelihood of getting caught. It's their perception of the likelihood of getting caught. And that has gone way up because of the attention in every state by so many people, not just Republicans, independents and concerned Democrats, about the quality of our elections. And so people who are tempted to go that route or who in the past have made a habit of it now know there is more scrutiny than there has ever been before. And, I mean, look at Virginia in 2021, my home state. The Democrats got control in 2019, made something like 60 changes to our election laws, including giving us this joyous 45-day election season that we're in now.
Right.
Making it very difficult, or more difficult, I should say, to secure elections. But ordinary Virginians, about 3,000 to 4,000 of them, stepped forward, created organizations to train themselves up, and went inside the polls as election officials. And it was one of those folks who spotted the biggest cheating attempt by a state official. And those folks helped secure the election, and you saw a Republican sweep in a left-leaning state. So we can win anywhere. We just have to do better than they do. and get our folks inside. And I'd urge anybody listening to do exactly that.
And that's quite the encouragement, Ken, that you're giving us, is that reasonable people on both sides of the aisle here, because at the end of the day, it's not about the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, or at least it shouldn't be. It should be about this great American idea that has been passing on from one generation to the next, and what will be passed on to the next generation. And key to all this in getting our country back on track is election integrity, no doubt. We're talking with the former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Hearing the truth of the gospel in your own language makes the message even more powerful. This is why the Tide Ministry is dedicated to sharing the good news through radio broadcasts spoken in people's native languages. For example, in India, we have 12 radio features in 11 different languages, all designed to share the gospel to those who may not have heard it. By offering so many language options, we hope to widen our reach of people tuning in to hear about Christ. In addition to the radio broadcasts, we also give listeners the option to write in and ask for brochures and pamphlets that give more information about Christ and salvation, also in their own languages. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nice.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The National Chairman of the Election Transparency Initiative and former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli continues with us. Ken, explain to our audience the Election Transparency Initiative and what you're doing there.
Sure. We're a joint project of the Susan B. Anthony List, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life, and largest pro-life organization in America, and American Principles Project, pro-family social conservative group. Been focusing lately on trying to keep women's sports for, women. Unfortunately, that has to be done. But they know that we can win hearts and minds on all of these kinds of debates if we have a level, fair playing field. And so they established the Election Transparency Initiative, and our goal, the way we measure our goal, is that the losing side should be able to have confidence that the outcome was correct in any election. That's our gold standard. So, right. And obviously, as you mentioned, I've been the Attorney General. I've run for office 5 times. I know a little bit about elections, and we have dug down into the nuts and bolts in many, many states, including Florida, to help legislators put forward and then pass good legislation. And with our strong grassroots network, we bring a lot to the table to help encourage, we'll call it encourage, legislators to do the right thing. And we've had a lot of success. And it isn't just us. Other people are doing this, too. We just bring the biggest grassroots army to the table across the country, and it has worked very well. It's part of why I am confident we're better off than we were 2 years ago. That is not to say we still don't have lots of work to do. This is years worth of cleaning up. Our elections have been ignored for a long time. But that's what we do at the Election Transparency Initiative. It's at electiontransparency.org. We also have campaign surveys, so you can go see how some candidates have addressed many of these issues, and that's something that will expand in the next election cycle even more. So we're weighing into elections as well. So that's kind of the universe, and it's been successful so far.
Well, and as you say, you're building a network. I mean, it's not only your organization, but there's others across the country of like mind, and you're sharing information, and this network is strengthened by the exchange of this information. As you said earlier, and this is really important, is that it starts with the with the universe of the voting rolls. We know that there's still compromise. I know that in California, where I was born and raised, that there was, over 3 million registrants in their polls or in their register.
On their voter roll.
In their voter roll that needed to be evacuated, and they agreed to like maybe half that number, and from what I understand, they still haven't cleaned it up. And I mean, even half of the number, I mean, that's 1.5 million people that are there. And the thing is, see, I've been in marketing most of my life, Ken. I can tell you, and even the post office will tell you, that about 20% of America moves every year. And so, you know, you got a lot of years, a lot of, you know, a lot of 20% of the market that has changed addresses and stuff that, you know, the voter rolls have not kept up with it. And California is not interested in doing that, clearly, because it serves to their advantage on many levels, right?
Yeah, so the people who do want to cheat use the confusion, much like a defense attorney uses confusion to avoid the prosecutor getting over the burden of proof. If things aren't clear to jurors, their answer is the prosecution hasn't met its burden of proof. So here, the confusion is used to cheat. If you know there's 1.5 million names on those rolls, and people who are good at it can figure out who a lot of those are, it's not actually that hard. And they can go vote for those folks if there aren't ID requirements, if the ID requirements aren't enforced. That was the issue I was referencing in Virginia last year. There are a lot of ways to use those sloppy rolls to cheat. And you do have to ask yourself, why would anybody want to leave these all dirtied up? And, of course, there's only one logical conclusion to that question, unfortunately, and it's to cheat. And I will say this. People who haven't been in government understand this sort of corporate culture piece of government. Government, when legislators are sitting around trying to, oh, how do we clean up these voter rolls? They're very loath to use private sector resources. They go to the post office, national change of address. Well, who in the world thinks the post office is reliable for anything? But that gives you an idea of one of the problems. If you want to sell something, about 100 databases, they do it cheaply in about a day and a half, and they're 99.9% accurate. Why can't we use some of these tools? And the answer is we can.
They just choose not to. You know, Ken, you bring up that election integrity is on the ballot this November. And, boy, I'll tell you, I can't put that in bigger type and stronger headlines. And that really is because the people felt disenfranchised after 2020. And many people, especially in the circles that I travel, are saying, let's wait and see. And if there isn't a notable change in terms of securing the perception and understanding, as you said, the gold standard is that everybody, you may not have gotten the outcome that you want, but you could at the end of the day say, you know what, we're getting better, we're moving the ball in a positive direction, and I feel a lot better about this election cycle than I did the last. I think that moves us in the right direction and is the hope that everybody, I believe, wants with the election integrity. And this midterm election, that is on the ballot as well, and that's appropriately expressed.
Yes,
I appreciate
states,
that.
In some states, very directly. So in Arizona, in Nevada, in Michigan, they have referenda that can be good or bad. In Arizona, there's a voter ID referenda, which is very good. In Michigan, Michigan's it's so bad, they're going to let murderers vote in prison if their referenda passes. So they're trying to kick the door open to every bad practice in the world. So the left is trying to use those as well. And then there's this looming threat of ranked choice voting, which really can look attractive on the face of it, but really is a major problem. And it's a way that some people want to keep conservatives from winning in general elections.
Break that down. What does that mean, ranked choice voting? What does that
mean? It's actually one of the problems with it is it is complicated. So let's say there's five people running for an office. Normally the two parties would have their own contest and put up their nominee, and so you'd have one from each party, and maybe you'd have some independent running. You know, that happens sometimes. So you'd be down to three. You vote. Whoever gets the most votes wins. In ranked choice voting, instead of doing those prior rounds, they put all five people on the ballot, and you rank your choices, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number one being your top choice. And if your top choice finishes last, but no one's gotten 50%, then your second choice gets counted, and if your second choice finishes last among the remaining four, because you voted for number five there and he got knocked out, and if your number four is still around, then your vote goes to that person. And if number four gets knocked out and someone still hasn't reached 50%, you get to vote for one of the three remaining. That's how ranked choice voting works. And if that sounds simple to anybody, my explanation is about as simple as it gets. People get very confused in the voting booth. And what you see is a huge drop off in votes. And I would also point out that for all of yours in my lifetime, we've operated under one person, one vote. That's from the Supreme Court. But in this case, I just described somebody getting three different chances to vote in the same race. So I think there's going to be constitutional challenges to it as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. What about the SCOTUS case that could reshape U.S. elections? We got about 40 seconds left here, Ken.
Yeah, so I think this is being overhyped by the left because it kind of comes out of 2020. The Constitution says state legislatures are in charge of presidential elections. And my interpretation of that and what I think the Supreme Court will do is that the state legislature gets to set the rules. It doesn't mean they can just do whatever they want every election, that your state legislature just votes for your electoral college. There are some people who believe that and want to apply it that way. That's what's going to be fought out in the Supreme Court.
Got to leave it there. He's the national chair of the Election Transparency.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A strengthening Hurricane Ian is striking Cuba's western side at this hour, where authorities have evacuated 50,000 people, as it became a major Category 3 storm early Tuesday morning. It is expected to hit Florida's west coast as a Category 4 hurricane Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Really is important to stress the degree of uncertainty that still exists. And so anybody from Tampa Bay all the way to Escambia County, there are different tracks that would take it into any one of those places.
NASA is celebrating the successful impact of DART, which slammed into an asteroid 7 million miles away Tuesday evening. More data is coming back this week. Germany is calling out sabotage as the Nord Stream pipeline system used to transport Russian gas to Europe has spilled into the Baltic Sea. A German security official says the evidence points to a violent act rather than a technical issue. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Mr. Alfrada, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, we're in the midst of Rosh Hashanah, which is the happy Jewish New Year, a good time to, this is the time of year the Jews can be allowed to look back and with the sense of looking back to go forward, right?
Yeah. Then, atone for the year, atone for the past year. Look forward to the coming year. Yeah, it's a great, great time, and the culture would do that too. Take a break and assess themselves and
exactly.
Look
mm-hmm. Well, yeah. We can learn a lot, from Jewish tradition. In doing this, I mean, even though it may not be, the Gentiles' New Year, we can learn, after all. I mean, God blessed the Jewish nation so that that the Jewish nation would bless others. And so, Mazel Tov. I mean, this is a time for us to enjoy the celebration and, come alongside our Jewish brethren. And look back in the past year and then make some resolutions as to what we can do to make next year better.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of, God putting before us the choice of life or choice of death. That's a pretty basic one. We can, we need to do that. We need to
right.
do that too. So, like you said, we can pick up a lot from the, the Jewish traditions and the Old Testament and
well,
it's good.
Mm-hmm. When you think about you think about it, Al. I mean, America wouldn't be America without the Jewish traditions, right?
No.
I mean, where did it all come from? Where did Christianity? Where did it arise from? But from, you know, Jewish tradition and the Jewish faith, and so you when you go back and you consider what to be thankful for. You know, first of all, you're thankful for a God that promotes life, you know, just as you said very appropriately. And it seems that that question of life and death, we come to that crossroads so often during this journey of life. And, you know, and the Bible tells you very quickly, you know, it's like, here's a multiple choice, you know. It's one or the other. You can choose life or choose death. And then, and right away it tells you, you know, in case you're hesitating, choose life. That's what you want.
Yeah.
And life,
yeah.
The choice of life is always most beneficial, isn't it? Go ahead.
God gave us a test and he gave us the answer. So we failed that one.
Well, it's an open book test. Good. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and seriously, especially when you look at the midterms, when the big issue for the Democrats is the promotion of abortion.
Yes.
Literally, in this midterm, the choice is between life and choices and death. They're making it that way.
Excuse me.
There could be about a million other things that are going on, but that's what the Democrats are doing. Do you support abortion? You want the right to abortion till birth.
Yes.
And those mean men are trying to take it away. You know, so it's right before us. It's really right in our face this time.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, Al, to your point, is that this time, right now, that question is before the American people. And, you know, I love that we're able to talk about this, that it is a controversy, that this is something that should have happened 49 years ago. But it took this much time for us to really be honest about it. And, of course, maybe we needed to defy gravity for 49 years to realize that gravity still works, right? That it's still in play. And this is the kind of the fateful argument for a party that wants to hang their hat. Like you said, what positive thing do they have to promote, you know, in order to stay in control, you know, by way of this democratic republic? The only thing that they have to promote is the emotion of, oh, it's your body, your choice, which is all a false lie. But and most of the people certainly. Most of the people who have experienced abortion, you know it's a lie. This is why there's been so much momentum that has been gained over the years, is that this idea of something that was supposed to be safe and rare was neither.
Yeah, which is why a lot of, like you said, why so many of the arguments have nothing to do with the actual act of abortion. It has to do with, you know, the concept of choice, the women's health care.
Right.
Use all these euphemisms, you know, talk about the real thing. You know, if you want to debate it, but talk about the real thing, not use all these, you know, use these, like, you know, small percentage cases that don't represent a bare fraction of abortion cases.
Right.
So this is, blow that up. It's like
less than 1%. Less than 1% of the abortions is what they're talking about. They're trying to blow into the big deal, but 99%, basically, what it's come out, at least from the information that we have, it's just, you know, it's out of convenience. It is a very expensive birth control process, and expensive that is incalculable. How do you calculate the expense of a life, Al? I don't know how to do that, but I do know that when parents lose a child, they're so aggrieved, as one country artist said this morning, is that it's always with us. Every day we deal with the loss of a child.
Yeah, I mean, on two levels. I mean, you think of, again, if your basis of your getting power is the taking of life, you're starting off on the wrong foot right there. That's not really a victory. You know, that's not really a victory. But to get back how they minimize, they use only the fraction of the cases. It reminds me of the O.J. Simpson defense. They would focus on one little drop on a gate that might be questionable, get the jury focused on that one little drop while ignoring the 99.9% of the other blood evidence. That's what they did with the DNA and how it got mixed. One drop, one or two drops on the gate. That's what they focused on. They got the jury focused on that and ignored the rest. And this is sort of what this is the pro-abortion argument is now. You know, you're ignoring the elephant in the room or the baby in the womb. And
right. Well, like you said, here's OJ who lived a privileged life. And really, I mean, he didn't identify in his life as an everyday black man in Los Angeles. Let's put it that way, right? And
right,
suddenly, he was identified with that culture group, so that it was, you know, us against them. It became a racial battle and prejudice and all that, which ended up blinding justice along the way, right?
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
I mean, to the point, and not to go back to OJ case, but to the point where they changed the photos in his house. So when the jury went through the house, there was photos of, you know, his black relatives and this, that, and the other thing, Martin Luther King, or it had been pictures of OJ with CEOs and a bunch of rich white folks.
Right.
You know, again, if that's who he's meeting with and wants in his house, that was his business, but still that they created this illusion. And as much as the prosecution tried to argue against it, it's say, hey, that's wrong to change the pictures. You know, it was allowed. And like you said, it was a manipulation and just crazy. And so a murderer got away with double murder. And so, interesting.
Until he didn't.
Interesting. How he got to OJ, I don't know how.
Right. Well, it's just, the idea is that what we're dealing with in our culture today is that left is right is left, up is down is up, and evil, good, evil. I knew we were warned that this day would happen, and when we see it playing out, we're going, God was right. And you know, here we are. And so what's our takeaway? You know, and I believe at some point we've got to, relative to, let's go back to, you know, the Jewish New Year and Rosh Hashanah, that we look back on the past so that we can go forward, we can move forward in a way that, you know, reflects our Creator and the blessings that are afforded to us should we choose that banquet table. But if we don't, hey, we got a choice. We can choose the other table that's not as good. And not as healthy, to say the least.
Yeah.
Al Parada continues with us. We've got to go to a quick break. He's the managing editor of Stream.org.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407.
800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're with you, and so we got a change there. As Ken Cuccinelli reported earlier, more and more states are realizing that election integrity is on the ballot, and people are really demanding, even from blue states, that there be free and fair elections. Truly, we cannot have what happened in 2020 happen again. Also, we've got a breaking story here where the Tennessee governor acknowledges God's sovereignty, and he signs a day of prayer proclamation, which, again, I think these are all signs, Al Parada, of a people that realize that, you know, we've had, you know, you could say maybe the last two decades of moving further away from God, and they don't like it. They don't like the results, and they're starting to come back. So, you know, based on what we were talking about earlier with us being in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, maybe it's the entire world is reevaluating and coming back to God. What do you think?
Well, just ask the voters in Italy. They just elected a prime minister, a woman who's very blatant about the importance of God, very blunt about it. And, of course, she's hated by the secular world and the media and called all sorts of names, but it doesn't change the fact that the voters in Italy made that choice. And, I think the world might be waking up because we don't feel, not feeling all that blessed lately, not feeling things going on in life. And most people, vast majority of people know it in this country. And what's the thing that can help turn it around? Getting on our knees.
Exactly. Well, look at the godless results that we have here in America. And I think this is one of the reasons, Al, to your point, that the West media doesn't want to report very excitedly about this new prime minister. You know, language that is being used seems to be coming out of the Democratic Party playbook. You know, she's maligned. She's idolized as a, or at least characterized as a, you know, as an individual with a far right activist, you know, kind of thing. And I mean, who would think that loving God and being fearful of God would turn you into a far right activist? I guess, you know, that just really shows where the world has gone, and even in this country, how the media will so freely malign, you know, conservative people, you know, that want to hang on, as Barack Obama said, to their guns and their God and their Bibles, you know, somehow that is such a malicious thing to hang on to, right?
Yeah, I was just at the Christians Engage conference in Dallas. And Christians Engage is a nonpartisan organization that the IRS wanted to deny tax-exempt status because they believe in God, country, and family, and strong military. Mm-hmm. And the IRS said, well, those were associated with Republicans. It's like,
yes,
what?
Right. So you're telling me Lois Lerner is back, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. Now, they won the case because I think somebody on a higher level realized how stupid that was, and they got it. But that was their argument, that those were Republican, associated with Republican positions. Therefore, it was a nonpartisan, it was a partisan organization, even though they're clearly not. But that's how absurd it's getting. But you're seeing the glimmers.
Well,
you're seeing the glimmers. Like last week, talking about, you know, life, all the news media had that carried that story that, you know, infants in the womb seem to be able to deal with flavors. Like, they don't like kale.
Right.
They like carrots. They're all celebrating that without realizing what it did to the arguments of abortion up till birth. So,
are these the same infants that don't have a heartbeat, that Stacey Abrams now has become an MD? All of a sudden she knows. I mean, here's somebody that can't even understand a vote count, that she's, you know, she's short by about 80,000 and claims that she's still, you know, the count still must continue or something or whatever. She can't, you know, she can't release and even give some sort, even to this day, she's not about to give a concession speech to Governor Kent, right?
She's like that knight in the forest for Monty Python's Holy Grail. You know, I'm winning
exactly.
I won this battle. Yeah, you're sitting on the ground with no arms and legs, and the country walked right past you. But
exactly. Yeah, it's Baghdad Bob all over again. Right, I know. Yeah, she's an expert on heartbeats. And the thing is, I mean, Do people like that, when they're so ideologically fixed, do they even have any understanding of embarrassment? You know, when they point this stuff out, it's like, wait a minute, you can't support this. You can't say things that are this goofy. I mean, even, you know, like after all that we've gone through with COVID, these doctors that, you know, went ahead and got blue-pilled or whatever and drank the government grape juice, are coming out and going, no, let's not do this. You know, the results now we have, the practical results are showing that boosters don't work on young kids, and that the complications now, you can't hide them, Al. They're all starting to come out, and these complications were predicted. And now that we've got some numbers to show, in fact, that these doctors, these scientists were right, and the other scientists were wrong, the ones that we were forced to believe in. You know, it's like, okay, we've got to have a key takeaway after all this is said and done. 2.5 years of this madness of mask wearing, forced vaccinations, and the complications that we're now starting to see, which you and I talked about, said we may not know it right now, but down the road, this points to some serious problems in, you know, the health of the citizens of River City here.
Yeah, and the thing that's particularly galling is the silencing of voices that were trying to say, hey, wait a minute, there might be something weird going on.
that, you know, that, right. that to me is almost worse, because if you're having a scientific, you know, you think something and you're having a scientific debate, you go with the worst case scenario and whatever else, you know. But in this case, they silenced anybody who was saying, hey, there are these studies done over here that are suggesting that there might be a problem with causing heart problem in men, in young men. No,
yes.
Boom, you're censored. Gone. Forget about it. You're off social media. You know, your firstborn's taken away.
And you can't talk about these other countries overseas that came back with empirical evidence, you know, to that point. Well, we don't want to hear about that. You know, we only listen to Mark Zuckerberg, what Facebook says, what WHO says, what Dr. Fauci says. And the thing is you look back, whether it's WHO, Fauci, Collins, or Facebook, what was their batting average? It wasn't even close to 1,000%. I mean, they're like, what is it? Less than 100, maybe?
I don't mean
100%. I mean, exactly. I mean, they wouldn't.
Yeah. They would have been picked last on the Little League,
But here they are. Yeah, and these are the people that we're listening to, subjecting our lives and the lives of not just us, but, you know, down to our grandkids here, Al.
Yeah.
This is dangerous. And guess what? They get away with this. They have a get out of jail card.
Yeah, and we're going to be paying a toll. And, you know, you have like you said, grandkids. You're having family members who were forced to take the vaccine if they wanted to play high school sports.
Yes.
You know, what's going to be the toll on them as they going forward? Bad enough they lost, some of these kids lost years of high school, in essence, or junior high, or whatever the grade is. But they were, like, being forced to take a vaccine that wasn't safe for them when there were signals that it might not be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, you know, how many people are we going to bury in the coming years because of this nonsense? Again, no consequence, No penalty, no nothing. Fauci's going to get his, zillion-dollar retirement.
His retirement. Yep, exactly.
His multi-million-dollar book deal. He'll be the medical, correspondent for MSNBC or something.
Exactly.
The whole nine yards, and never be held to account. I mean, thankfully, if the Republicans take the Senate, Rand Paul's going to grill this guy like a hot dog on Labor Day, but what's going to come of it? You know, what will come of it? Because if there's a criminal referral of some sort, it's not like the Biden DOJ is going to do anything about it. You know, they'll probably give him another promotion.
Well, the thing is,
more money.
The thing is this is where Kevin McCarthy is going to have to really choose here. There's so much, so many targets out there, and he's got to choose wisely. If he's the leader of the House, if he ends up being the leader of the House, that they don't get so bogged down on so many things to do, you know, from impeaching, President Biden to the Hunter Biden shock and awe laptop and on. I mean, there's just so many things for them to go after, but they need to choose wisely as to what will make the most effect. But meanwhile, as you say, in the brew is, the stormtrooper alert continues because of this activated FBI and Justice Department that we're suffering under, right?
Yes. I mean, that arrest of that pro-life guy is like one of the most absurd things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it's a continuation of what happened on January 6th. Anybody, just like you said, anybody that's conservative that speaks out, get ready. I mean, we're gonna suffer the consequences, but we all need to count the cost to realize, is it worth it? For the sake of our children and our grandchildren, for a free America that we grew up with, is it worth it to continue this great American idea? And that's an individual choice that you must make. Al Parada from Stream.org, he is the managing editor. Check out The Brew. You will be more...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters I...